When Hashem told Moshe to take the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Moshe answered, "V'hein lo yaminu li, Klal Yisrael will not believe me, and they will say that Hashem did not appear to me." So Hashem gave Moshe three signs to prove to the Bnei Yisrael that Hashem sent him. The first sign was that Moshe's stick will turn into a snake. And if they don't believe the first sign, Hashem says, "I will give you a second sign," which was that Moshe's hand turned white from tzaras. The pasuk then says, "V'hoya im lo yaminu l'koil ha'os harishon," and if they don't believe the first sign, the sign of the stick turning into a snake, "Yaminu l'koil ha'os ha'achron," they will surely believe the second sign of Moshe's hand turning white like tzaras. And then Hashem goes on to say, "V'hoya im lo yaminu gam l'shnei ha'os to'eleh," and it will be if they don't believe even these two signs, "I will give you a third sign. V'lokachto mimeimeh ha'yor, v'shafachto ha'yabosha," and you shall take from the waters of the river and throw it on the dry land. "V'hoyo ha'mayim asher tikach min ha'yor," and the water that you will take from the river, "V'hoyo ladam ba'yaboshes," will become blood when it is on the dry land. And in the Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Dalet, Simen Kuf Pei Zayin, and it is also brought in the Tosefta Yontif, Masechta Demai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, that a priest once came to the Rashba and asked him, "How can you say that there will be a Bayis Shlishi if the Pasuk in Chagai, Perek Beis Pasuk Tes, says, 'Godol Yeh Kovod HaBayis Hazeh HaAchroin Min HaRishon'? The honor of this Bayis HaAchroin, referring to Bayis Sheni, will be greater than Bayis Rishon." And the priest asked, "If the Pasuk refers to Bayis Sheni as Bayis HaAchroin, the last Bayis, that means there will not be a third Beis HaMikdash. So how can you believe in Bayis Shlishi?" The Rashba answered that many times the word Achroin does not mean the final one, but rather it refers to the last one in relation to the first one, even though there may indeed be others which come after it. And the Rashba brings a proof from the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. The pasuk says, "V'hoya im lo yaminu l'koil ha'os harishon," and it will be if they don't believe the first sign, the stick turning into a snake, "Yaminu l'koil ha'os ha'achron," they will surely believe the second sign, the ois ha'achron, of Moshe's hand turning into tzaras. And the pasuk continues, "And if they don't believe that either, then they will believe the sign of the water turning into blood." Says the Rashba, we see from here that the second sign, the tzaras, was called the Ois HaAcharon, even though it was followed by another sign, the sign of the water turning into blood. Because the second sign is called Achron vis-a-vis the first sign, even though another sign followed. So too, although Bayis Sheni is called Bayis HaAcharon, it does not mean that there will not be a Bayis Shlishi that follows. Bayis Sheni is only called Achron vis-a-vis the first Beis HaMikdash. The Sefer Kehilas Yitzchak says that this answer is hinted to in a pasuk in Parshas Boi, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, regarding the Korban Pesach. The pasuk says, "V'hoyo ha'adam lochem lo'ois al habatim," and the blood will be a sign for you on your houses, which literally means that the blood of the Korban Pesach shall be placed on the doorposts as a sign that Hashem will skip over those houses by Makas Becharis. Says the Kehilas Yitzchak, the pasuk can be translated differently relating to what we just said. "V'hoya ha'dam," and the ois of the dam, which Hashem gave Moshe, which was the third ois, the ois that followed the tzaras, which was called Achron. So we see Achron does not mean last. "Lochem lo'ois al habatim," will be a sign for you al habatim on the Bate Migdosh, that although the second will be called Achron, there will still be a third to follow. The second vart for this week is that Hashem told Avram by the Bris Ben Absorim in Parshas Lech Lecha that Klal Yisrael will work for 400 years. Va'avodum ve'inu oisam arba me'ashana. However, we know that Klal Yisrael were in Eretz Mitzrayim for only 210 years. So how do we reconcile the two numbers, 400 years and 210 years? Rashi answers in Parshas Lech Lecha that the 210 years were the years that they actually were in Mitzrayim. However, the years of the Gerus, Be'eretz Lo Elohem, started from the birth of Yitzchak, and that lasted until they left Mitzrayim 400 years later. So 210 was in Mitzrayim, and 400 was the years of the Gerus, Be'eretz Lo Elohem. Others answered differently, that the 400 years which they were supposed to work was decreased because of the intensity of the work during the 210 years. The Pasuk in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudalet says, Vayemaru es chayehem. The Egyptians embittered the lives of the Jews with hard work. And the Vilna Gaon points out that the trup on the words Vayemaru es chayehem is Kadma v'Azla. Kadma means they got up, v'Azla, and they went out. Kadma v'Azla, they got up and went out early before the 400 years because Vayemaru es chayehem, because their lives were embittered, because they worked so hard. The hard work diminished the number of years from 400 to 210. Vilna Gaon adds that the gematria of Kadma v'Azla is 190. Kadma v'Azla, they went out 190 years earlier. They worked only 210 instead of 400, a difference of 190 years because Vayemaru es chayehem, because the work was hard and the Egyptians embittered their lives. We say in the Agodah Shel Pesach, Shehakodesh Baruch Hu chishev es haketz lasois. Hashem calculated the ketz. He calculated the end, lasois, as if it was done. Ketz is bigamatria 190. Hakodesh Baruch Hu chishev es haketz. Because of the hard work, Hakodesh Baruch Hu counted the ketz, the 190, as if it was done. And they only worked 210 instead of 400 years.